Hi, this is Julie Christensen with APSE. We're excited to launch the APSE Employment First, Employment for All podcast as a new way to connect with you. This podcast is a way to provide updates, real-time advocacy alerts, and information related to all things Employment First. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and thanks for listening.
Good afternoon. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our webinar here at APSE. This is Fermina Lopez, and she's going to be presenting my pre-ETS journey. I've already gotten a chance to see this webinar. It is great. My name is Arin Pollack, and I am the Director of Operations here at APSE. Fermina is going to take over and tell us all about her journey. And again, any questions, you can put them in the chat or in the questions box.
Hello, everybody. My name is Fermina. First, I would like to thank everyone for attending my webinar about my personal journey with the Pre-Transitional Services Program. I am so happy to share my experience with pre-eds and how the services I receive have helped place me with the opportunities I have today. Today, I will share my pre-eds journey in high school and why I choose to continue my pre-ed training after high school in a post-secondary setting. Before pre-ed, I was really scared about my future. When I was in junior high, I did not know what I was going to do in high school. Junior high is when I started looking at what I was going to do after high school. I knew my disability was going to give me challenges in life. So for a few years, I kept the R inside and didn't tell anyone what I wanted to do after high school. When my dad would talk to me about different jobs and different things that I might be able to do after high school. But at that time, we didn't know where to ask for help. We were new to Tennessee, and we were barely learning how to make Tennessee our new home. My sophomore year in high school is when everything turned around. My speech therapist was very nice to me and asked me what I wanted to do after high school. I told her I really didn't know what I wanted to do because I didn't know what I could do. She told me and my dad about different programs and suggested we request an IEP meeting with the vocational rehabilitation team to discuss what programs they had to offer for students with disabilities. We went to the meeting and learned that there were so many opportunities for me. It was a big relief. I had many ideas and plans in my head. That finally, one of the counselors suggested I enroll in some voc rehab program that would offer me some pre-ed skills to help me make the decision to give me skills and what type of job I will want. I never heard about pre-eds, and I didn't know what it could do for me. I was also confused with all the letters. Pre-eds, CRP, VR, TRC, but I was told the pre-eds were offered in partnership with the local vocational rehabilitation office and the community rehabilitation providers. It was a program to help students and their families learn about employment opportunities and how to prepare for these opportunities. I will work with other students and teachers and other school professionals who may already be involved and support or services for students with disabilities, just as special education, therapy provider, and other resources. Once everything was explained to me, I was ready to sign up. I finally felt that fear slowly going away and started to see there was hope for my future. The first program I did was the SEEK program. It was a short pre-ed summer program offered at the TRC Vocational Rehabilitation Center. The camp was to help me be ready for the Project Source program that I was going to start my senior year in high school. The SEEK program introduced students to pre-eds and taught us skills we will need to find and keep a job. when the school started, I was really ready for my project's program to start. The program arranged me to have transportation to pick me up from my house and bring me back when the program is over. The program was Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. The project source program was called the OASIS, and I learned the five sources of pre-eds. These are the five steps of pre-eds, and I'm going to be discussing about all five. Job exploration. Oops, sorry about that. Workplace readiness, work-based learning, post-secondary career, exploration, self-advocacy. My job exploration in high school offered me ways to explore jobs. I worked with my VR counselor on resourcing different jobs opportunities, worked with my job coach doing project shorts, program in classroom settings where the job coach would discuss different jobs and access what jobs we were interested in, and applying for employment. We also explored different jobs on the internet and attended job fairs to talk about different employers about job opportunities and what skills we needed for the job. Like again, I did a lot in this job exploration. They also taught us how to do worksheets. They will come in and they will give us things that we may not want to do. We will fill it out. Workplace readiness was another service offered in pre-eds. During workplace readiness, we will learn rules about employment, like how to clock in and out from breaks and how to come back from breaks and how to manage our time during those breaks. The project source program will allow to train different jobs for environments. The job that I did during this workplace learning was janitorial work and office work and housekeeping. They set me in different type of work sites. So when I told them that I wanted to do daycare and that was my passion about doing daycare, they put me in these different sites and prepared me to do daycare work. So they let me do janitorial work first, and then they let me do office work, and then they moved me into the OASIS, like cooking meals, learning the cash register. I got to learn how to do inventory for them, check and see if they had enough applies to serve the food. But at that time, I thought working in a restaurant is different than cooking at home. Cooking at home is different than doing it in person, like watching your nieces and nephews. It's different than changing diapers and crying children all the time. After my training in workplace readiness, I was assigned a work-based learning site. My work-based learning site was with the Montgomery School System. I worked in this office. All the skills I learned from pre-eds really prepared me for the work site. Like again, I wanted to do daycare, but they gave me different things that might change my mind or things that I might be interested in. So it wasn't for workplace readiness. I want to have gone to work-based learning. So work-based learning, you should already know how to clock in and clock out and coming back on breaks. My supervisor wasn't there to babysit me. She was there to see if I can do the work. So I had to learn how to do that stuff on my own. So you can see that I had to do files. I had to make copies. I had to do inventory for them, making sure that when they get the boxes in and making sure that the supplies that they have, making sure all the equipment is in the boxes. Sometimes I open the boxes and they're missing an item and I have to go and report that to them. So that's what my work-based learning was about, that I got a chance to work with the school system. Now I'm going to be talking about self-advocacy. Self-advocacy was one of my favorite parts of pre-eds. At first, I was scared to talk about things, but after learning how to express myself and become more comfortable, I like the self-advocacy section of pre-eds that I started to get involved in the community agencies. One of the agencies I was involved was the YAC, the Youth Advisory Council. I can speak about this all day long because I really love speaking about myself, but I'm not here to tell you some stories about me speaking up for myself. I'm here to talk about pre-eds. So when I really enjoyed this program and this council really helped me prepare to do things that I'm doing now. Like I got a chance to go to a school and talk about the Youth Advisory Council to different students and what they offer. Like we got a chance to make a binder for resources that we take to the doctor's appointments. Sometimes people may not know what to say when they go to the doctors. So we made a binder for them to take to the doctor so they can ask some questions. Because sometimes when you're at a doctor's, you can be scared to ask questions or can be confused what your doctor is trying to tell you. So we made resources about that. Since I told my job coach and VR, I was interested in post-secondary programs for students with disabilities. They gave me a list of schools of Tennessee. I applied to all five. UT Knox Future Program, Tiger Life at University of Memphis, the EDS Program at Union University, Vanderbilt at the Next Step Program, and the IDEAL Program at Lipscomb University. I am so proud to say that in the end, it was a hard decision to make, but because I was accepted to all five, I didn't know which one I wanted to choose from. But I will be happy to say that the college I chose was the IDEAL program at Lipscomb University. So now you can see that this is me at my graduation, at the pre-eds graduation. When I did all that with pre-eds, learning how to prepare for jobs, learning how to go in a work site, and doing and finding a college that I was interested in, these are pictures that from my graduation, and I was grateful that I got to see how much I accomplished out of my high school. My college pre-eds journey was a dream come true. My main goal was to go to college to strengthen my skills for better employment opportunities. But deep down inside, I was busting. I had so many mixed emotions. I wanted to cry. I was nervous. And about the workload, I didn't know how that was going to be. But I was also very happy and proud of myself. During high school, I would always hear other students talk about college and where they want to go and how excited it was to attend a college. But for me, with a disability, deep down inside, watching all these students in high school telling their friends and their families, telling them they're going to college after high school, for me, I never thought I was going to attend college because of my disability. I thought that wasn't possible. I thought, you know what, this isn't even a dream for me. But if it wasn't for pre-eds and it wasn't for voc rehab, for giving me the skills that I did during high school, I wouldn't have made it to the Lipscomb IDEAL program. And that's a big accomplishment for me. So when it was time my senior year in high school, and when everyone was telling their friends and telling their families and telling everyone that I'm going to college, I'm doing this, I was excited to announce my announcement and going to college. And everyone that I told about the college with people with intellectual disabilities, they were really happy for me because they knew that was my dream. And I watched so many people go to college, and I kept on doubting myself that I may not go because I didn't know there were programs out there for people with intellectual disabilities in a college site. And thanks to pre-eds and voc rehab, like again, for giving me these opportunities before high school, I wouldn't have joined Lipscomb Ideal Program at Lipscomb University. My job exploration in college looked a little bit different than high school. We still did the similar step that I did in high school, but the focus was more on career, not just jobs. They were more like high school stuff, working at McDonald's, working at Burger King, doing those type of things. This was different. This was more as like a career. So we got a chance to take courses to prepare us to do what career we want to do. So that was a little bit different than, you know, pre-eds in high school. Like pre-eds, I went to some of all these different programs, but it was more like a jobs kind of thing. But when you get into college, it's more like a career. So you got to take college courses to prepare us to get that career or get what we want to do. So in this picture, you can see that I am working with my peer mentor, working on, you know, going online, resourcing different jobs, looking at different things that I might be interested in, applying to jobs, making a professional resume, doing all of that type of stuff with my peer mentor. But I also had help with the Ideal staff. The Ideal staff helped us talk to our professors in the classroom, making sure that we have the right skills we needed for our career. So they talked to them, we talked to them about what we want to do and how that was going to help us to find something we really enjoy. And this is another more pictures of job exploration. This is the class settings that we were in class and what the teachers were showing us, how to look for jobs and how to ask people, peers, and asking the staff what type of things will work for us. Now I will talk about workplace readiness at Ideal Program. Workplace readiness in college focused on career habits in a professional work setting and creating a career profile. Like I said, professional resumes and preparing us how to dress for our career and what type of stuff we want to do. They taught us work sites and what the difference between workplace readiness and workplace readiness and pre-eds. They taught us how to, you know, cook at a McDonald's site, but when we went to college, they taught us how to work in a kitchen, how to cook meals, how to cook healthy meals, they will have professional cooks come in and teach us how to cook. So when we leave, we can do that in a restaurant instead of at McDonald's. You know, those are two different things. And that gave us the independent living style of learning how to make those type of choices for us. You know, you can see that I made a healthy pizza. I attempt to make the healthy pizza. I think the best part of being in the Ideal kitchen was you got to eat afterwards. You got to eat what you made. I think that was something that everyone enjoyed about Cooking Lab, is that you cooked a healthy meal and you got to eat it. And my favorite thing about doing the Ideal kitchen is probably making my favorite salmon. We got to cook a salmon dinner. We got to make a salmon hummus, and we got to all try that out. And that was the very part of my workplace readiness with Ideal. Now I'm going to tell you about Ideal and about my university classes. We were allowed to take two classes each semester. So now you're probably thinking about, oh, you sat into an regular class. Well, yes, but we were audited to go in there. So the Ideal staff actually graded us. So the other students who took the class, they actually got the grade. But when when our teachers, when my professors graded me, they gave that to the ideal staff and they will put that in my grade. So let me tell you about the classes I took and the courses I decided to take to help me with my career today. My first semester, I took Spanish 1, my Spanish 1 and communications. Now, maybe that's why I'm here speaking to you today, because I took communications. My second semester, I took event planning and on-camera delivery. My third semester, I took not acting for majors and makeup for the stage. Always get those mixed up with each semester because I took too many. My last semester, I took jazz, creativity, dramatics for children, and costume design. Now, I actually had two favorite classes out of this, and that was communications and event planning. Unfortunately, I didn't have pictures to show you, so let me just tell you about my makeup class. You can see that this class was about doing makeup on your face and for the stage, so going behind the scenes and doing people's makeup. So you can see, number one, we had to go on the internet and find a picture that we want to paint on our face or do the makeup on our face. And number two, you can see that we had to sketch it out. And then number three, we can put it on our face and put the makeup on the face. So now let me talk to you about not acting for majors. This is one of my favorite classes, but I did like the other two I mentioned. In this class, half of these students wasn't acting majors. So that's what was called acting for non-majors. So some of these students didn't even have acting backgrounds. It was kind of funny to see some of them in this classroom. So some of them were just learning about acting. How can you put that in your career? And my favorite part was that we got to do skits. We got to play role. We got to act in the class. It was kind of cool to see some of the non-acting majors get up in front of the stage and start acting. And that was what I really enjoyed. Workplace readiness allowed me to take class courses that would help me develop skills for my career as an event planner in the entertainment industry and advocate for these classes. Workplace readiness allowed me to take some awesome internships with the IDEAL program. Like number one, Ronald McDonald's. I got a chance to have an internship with the Ronald McDonald's House, and I got to help plan events with them. If you can see that, that is a Halloween event I planned. If you can see all the decorations, I'm the one who set that up. I'm the one who set the food all up. I'm the one who helped them get ideas what they want to do for that event. And sometimes people think, oh, is Ronald McDonald's always fun? You're over doing events or we're planning things. Knowing why we have some of these events at Ronald McDonald's House is because some of the people who live at the Ronald McDonald's, they're going through a rough time. You know, if their child's in the hospital or if their child's coming back from the hospital and they got bad news, they like to have something that will bring them up. And I also got to do some social media for them. I got to post on their social media, like advertising for them and getting people involved at Ronald McDonald's House. The second internship was in Power, Tennessee. I really enjoyed this internship because I got to help them in meetings. I got to go to events and talk about Empower. I got to sit at the booths and, excuse me, and to talk about the Empower team and what they do behind it. From this day, I still work with Empower. From this day, I still get involved with them because they helped me so much. Like, I had the chance to help them with going to events and like how when we sat in meetings, I used to get my ideas. Like, this is what we should do with the Empower team. We should, you know, have like coffees, brunch, or we should like talk about ideas. So that's something that I enjoyed doing with Empower, and I got to do so much with Empower, and I'm so grateful for having that internship. The second internship is the Fish Museum. I really enjoyed this because this fish the first museum actually was when I did this internship at IDEAL, I'm the one who found the internship, and I'm the one who had help with Empower Tennessee to help me get in this internship. I had to advocate for myself because being in the entertainment can be hard. So the IDEAL staff didn't know where to look. So I kind of had to help them out a little bit and say, hey, look, the first can make events. And I got to work with a Native American princess, and I got to escort her around the first museum and got whatever she needed me to do. Like if she needed drinks, if she needed to change her dress, I need to get her clothes ready. I need to put that out for her. So that was a really great experience I had. I also got to do a clay class with the first museum, got to help in that class with the students who came in to make the clay, making sure they're using the clay right, making sure they're using the tools right, because we have a lot of metal and a lot of different type of equipment that might harm someone, might hurt them, they might pick their finger, I may have to go get them a band-aid, so I kind of helped them with that. And that's all about, you know, being an entertainment, helping them plan this event, and it was great to be a part of that. I also got to watch this great speaker to tell her side of the story about what she had at the first museum. Now I'm going to be talking about the Brownness Fashion Show. I got the opportunity to work at a fashion show. I got to serve food to the for the people who was walking the runway, I guess you can say that, or walking the floor. I got to see the behind the scenes of this. I got to help them set up the clothes, got to, you know, get if they needed something for that special person going on stage or walking the runway, they needed me to say, hey, Femina, go get this from the green room, go get this over here, go get that. So that's what part of being an event planner, and I got to kind of help plan this too. So now my last thing that I want to talk about is the Dove Awards event planner experience I did with the IDEAL program. I got a chance to work at the Dove Awards, and I got to, you know, be really behind the scenes at this event. You know, it was different than getting clothes, getting this and getting that. I actually had the chance to work with one of my favorite singers who was a gospel singer, and that was Kirk Franklin. If anyone's on here who knows who Kirk Franklin is, yes, I got to meet him. I got to work with him a little bit behind the stage, and he was a great person to work with. And you can see that I did this event twice. I did my first year in IDEAL, and I did my second year in IDEAL. Now I'm gonna be talking about about stuff that I joined while I was in IDEAL. You know, there were different clubs on campus, but what I really enjoyed about this club, the Diversity Student Culturing, I really enjoyed that. They had a club for culture, and we did a lot of different things in this club. We got to go to Memphis to see the Martin Luther King and got to learn about him and his background story. We got to learn about everyone's culture, and that's what I really enjoyed. And I got to plan some events with them, and you can see that we're sitting at the table probably discussing our next event we was going to have with the OID. But the OID stands for Organization Intertextual Development. And you can see right here that, you know, I got into the Diverse Student Culturing. The OID is part of different things on campus. So it's kind of hard to talk about OID because they have so many different clubs in it, because that's how range and how diversity it was on campus. We had a Christmas party. I think we had a guest speaker come, and those are pictures you can see. You can see that we planned a spicy event. We had to eat spicy noodles, and I know a minute, yeah, that kind of sounds kind of fun. I did it. It was hot, but I thought it was fun to be around all these different people and their backgrounds and what they came from, and that was cool to plan that. Now I want to talk about the main thing that I really enjoyed being at IDEAL is that I got to be a part of a sorority. That's what I always wanted to be a part of. Is a in Greek life, I want to be a sorority girl for so long, and got the chance to pledge for Delta Omega. Now it was different than most students. Some of the students did pledge. It was different for the IDEAL students, so we had it more easier than most of the students who pledged at my time. And you can see that in the middle of the picture is actually my first night that I joined Delta Omega. And on the, I don't know what side you can have it on, but the left side on my end is the table of the three girls of me in the middle. That was my Delta Omega family. They gave me stuff. And the bottom picture of bottom of that is where we were sitting at homecoming. We got to decorate the truck. In the middle of the picture is me and the president at that time, Elizabeth Clark. We were doing Singarama. It's kind of an event that we do at the end of the year that clubs will come together and they will make this event, and it was called Singarama. I got to dance, got to sing, got to act a little bit, got to be an extra. So that was all cool to be a part of with my Delta Omega. And this is my class that who graduated with me. And you can see that we were all standing in front of a building, and that was on Georgie Day. We had to wear our Georgie. It was Georgie Thursday. So everyone put out their Georgie. Some people didn't. They didn't have to. And the last picture, you can see that I'm walking down the stairs. That was my first night. And that's my club. I was really happy that I got to be a part of Delta Omega. And what I really enjoyed about this is that I built friendships out of this. I still contact some of these people in this club. They contact me because that's what social clubs are about. Sorority sisters will be there for you if you need anything. If I'm all the way here in Oregon and some of them is all the way in Tennessee, and I still keep my contact with them because you don't know when you're going to need them in your life. And that's what I really am thankful for, having this part of being at Lipscomb, is I got a chance to be in a sorority. So now you guys heard everything I did at college and how that looked and how everything rolled out. I have to say that I'm happy to say that I am alumni from Lipscomb University, and I'm an alumni at IDEAL. I graduated in 2020. Yes, that was the year of the pandemic, but we had a successful graduation. We had a carpool. So I got a chance to talk to each of the staff to tell them how thankful I am for each of what they gave me in the class, you know. And you can see that I have my certificate right there. So now I'm talking about speaking engagements. Now, I did speaking engagements in high school and in college and after college. So I'm just going to tell a little bit what I did. So I did Tennessee Disability Mega Conference. I got to talk about everything that I did at IDEAL. The second speaking engagement, I talked about from the students at Tennessee Rehabilitation Center, telling them my journey like I am today. I also was a peer mentor at the Raleigh, the Youth Leadership Academy, got to help with that and how to plan that. I got an award. You can see that all these people that I actually helped with, and some of these people were peer mentors with me, and you can see the stat behind the picture. I also spoke at the Youth Summit in Tennessee, and I talked about my VR experience. I also went back to Project Source after, I don't know, a year since I've been in IDEAL, and told them my experience with IDEAL and how much Project Source helped me get to IDEAL and how all that to some of the students. So that was great to go back and see the staff of Project Source and see how much I grew since I've been out of Project Source. I also spoke at the Tribeca University in Tennessee from the vocational rehab panel. I got to speak in front of my VR counselor. He's the one in the wheelchair, Mr. Rob Cornett. I also got a chance to speak with Representative Jason Powell at the Disability Day of the Hill in Tennessee. I got to talk to him about money and wages and how we can increase it. So now I'm going to show some articles I did that I was featured in, that people featured me in, or that things that I was featured. So one of these the first article I would like to show is the Finding My Path in the Pandemic. They want to know how I was handling myself during the pandemic, and they featured me, and my article is up. If you just go to that website, I will give that information so you can have that. Here's more flyers that I was on. And then I got a chance to be on the cover of the CDLS Foundation. That is my disability. So they want to hear my background and how I handle CDLS. And that's my article. So now I want to quickly talk about where pre-ed has landed me now. Because I know a lot of you is like, there's so much in high school and college. What are you doing now? And where did pre-ed lead you? And I will tell you, I got to be involved with Upstream Arts. This is in Minneapolis. You can see in the picture, they're teaching us how to advocate with our bodies and how to express ourselves in movement. And I really enjoyed this program. I'm still a part of this program from this day. But I'm really happy to announce that I joined BAME in Portland, Oregon. And I actually was the first student during the pandemic was when I was researching different programs and things that I wanted to do. And I was the first student out of state, out of Oregon, who found FAME, and they made an article about me. So they kind of spotlighted me for a little bit. And I am happy to say that when I did FAME, I got a chance to do voice acting in a production that they were doing called Lost in the Woods. I had a main role, and my main role was Arya, and I got to do my voice in a different character, and that was pretty cool to do with the instructor, Jason Rouse. That kind of led me into a radio interview with X Radio. I got to talk about the 100th anniversary of women suffering. So that was really cool that I did so well with my voiceover for the animation video, and then they wanted me to do this. So that was really cool to do with FAME. And you can see that this is actually an event that I went to, and they're teaching me how to loop sounds and how to, like, if we want to be a DJ or we just want sound to be an artist, or how to do that with drumsticks. And that was a really cool event, and I'm actually glad that I learned that. I also got a chance to go with FAME to do a mural with Portland Opera. And you can see that's the mural that's finished, and you can see how it all started. They talked to us, and then we went out there, and then they interviewed me. I didn't know they were gonna put my interview in the video, but they did, and that was really cool to see that. I also got a chance to be in classes. So you can see that at the bottom of the picture, you can see me like in the corner with blue hair. I'm actually doing my lines, and you can see that the students are laughing because that was my first time doing voiceover. So I was trying to change my voice a little bit. You can see the two top pictures on top. That was actually our Valentine's party. And we were just having fun, and you can see that that's a peacock drawing I did with FAME, and I'm so happy to say that I'm actually helping plan some events for the future for this upcoming year, and some of the stuff I'm doing now I'm getting paid for, so it's not like I'm doing this for free. I'm actually doing some of it getting paid, so I'm actually happy that I'm actually helping them with a fashion show and bringing a cultural events on the campus and having a committee. So now I would like to show a video with you that I worked with the FAME students and how we had to make this video. So can you please show the video?
Just one second. Can you guys hear me here? Okay. Pretty sure. All right. I'm going to change the view to myself, show my screen. All right. We should be good to go.
I can't hear it, so can you turn it up?
Can you hear me now, Fermina?
Yes.
And can you hear the video?
Yes.
Blame me. No, I don't want to.
Please.
It's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday. Play me.
Thank you. Okay. Fine.
Good choice, Turkey. Whee. Puppets.
How do you know my dreams?
I'm a DVD that talks to you. She takes the lavender, she takes the sun, she takes the song for the mother of her butt.
So, did you get to stop now? If you need to. So, do I need to show my screen? Yes. So that was it. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to me talk for a couple of minutes about my prayer journey. And this is where you can contact me. I want my social media to be up here, but it's in the works of getting fixed. And when I get that, I will send that to who's in charge of this webinar, and I will make sure you guys can get that. But now we can ask a few questions if anyone put anything in the chat. But like again, thank you for listening, and that's all I have to say.
All right. So I do have some questions in the chat.
Okay.
Bonnie is asking, what was the most help to you in your journey? And I think you did answer this. Are you employed full time? I guess kind of just speak a little bit more to that.
I think what really are they asking what helped me in high school or in college is in everything.
Okay. And I guess employment now, I mean, you showed the video, kind of like what you're doing with your time.
Yes. So some of you guys are probably all wondering, am I employed or am I doing a job or am I, you know, doing something? Yes, I'm doing something. I'm emotional motivational speaker. I am doing events with Fame. Like doing the fashion show and bringing a committee and bringing a cultural event. And some of the events that I'm doing with them, they are paying me to do this. So yes, I guess I would say this is my career. I love speaking and planning events. And that's where I think that I hope that answers your question. Everything that I'm doing with Fame is basically what I want to do.
It definitely sounds like you are quite an entrepreneur and carving, you know, a lot of stuff out for yourself as a motivational speaker. And personally, I've really enjoyed this webinar and having you here on behalf of APSI. Ellie's in there. Love it. Just a lot of people chiming in to say they love it and your journey and awesome and everything going on. Well, Fermina, thank you very much for coming and sharing. And I hope you guys have a great day.
Bye.